When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. It is a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Valdez, play the music. We got to play the music.
And we're going to keep taking your calls throughout the show, so don't worry.
800-636-1067 is the number. Kind of wanted to focus a little bit on where Washington is in the playoff picture and kind of go through the teams that are ahead of them, because right now Washington still would remain the 7 seed in the NFC. Mm-hmm. But let's start at the top. So heading into yesterday's games, you had 3 teams with identical records. The Lions, the Vikings, and, of course, the Eagles. The Lions now, the 1 seed at 13-2. They got a tiebreaker. They beat up on the Bears 34-17. Jared Goff, 3 touchdown passes. You know, it was a big loss that they lost David Montgomery, but they still have Jahmyr Gibbs. He ran for 109 yards.
And Montgomery says he will come back for the playoffs.
Jameson Williams had a long touchdown catch. He went for 5 catches, 143 yards. They had a trick play where Jared Goff pretended he was stumbling.
Right.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
It was a fake fumble play.
Jahmyr Gibbs went to the ground as if it was a fumble.
Yep.
And next thing you know, Goff pops up, throws a long touchdown pass to the tight end.
Right, to LaPorta.
So,
yep.
Ben Johnson firing all cylinders.
Chicago's lost 9 straight.
They haven't won since the Hail Mary.
Correct.
They were 4-2.
Yep.
On the precipice of 5-2. And that donk corner started talking smack during the play to the fans. And they haven't won a game since.
Yeah. Can't make that stuff up, man. It was crazy. But, yeah, it was big win for the Lions, and they're still battling the Vikings for that division.
Lions, your 1 seed, still could lose the division, which is incredible, because the Vikings are 13-2 as well. They beat the Seahawks 27-24. I mean, the Sam Darnold story is pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Darnold, journeyman, throws another 3 touchdown passes yesterday. He's up to 32 touchdown passes on the season with just 11 interceptions. Kind of look up his best season prior to this was his second season in the league when he was with the Jets. He had 19 touchdown passes with 13 interceptions.
Yeah.
I mean, last year, you know, was with San Francisco backup. The year before that was with Carolina, lost his starting job. They ultimately draft Bryce Young because it didn't work out there. Obviously didn't work out with the Jets. His last season as a starter with the Jets, he had 9 touchdowns, 11 picks.
Look, he's 27 years old. He's been in the league, I don't know, maybe 7 years, and he's been with 4 teams. All right? So he's bounced around, and he's with his 4th team and having his best year. Props to Kevin O'Connell, too, because he's obviously made him what he is, and he's got 2 legit receivers, including Justin Jefferson.
But right now, they would be the 5 seed because the Lions have the tiebreaker.
Now, they still play each other in Week 18.
That's huge. That could be for the one seed overall.
Correct.
Right now, you know, your division winners are going to be 1 through 4. So right now you've got the Rams as the division leader in the West.
Yep.
They are 9-6. Not a great game for them yesterday to get the win. I had some fantasy remorse because I started Puka Nacua and he only gave me 5 points fantasy-wise. But they get the win against the Jets 19-9. And then the Falcons, wow. What a day for the Falcons defense. They had a couple of, they had a pick six.
They had two.
They had two scores defensively. The Falcons are now your division leader because Tampa loses last night to the Dallas Cowboys. So top four seeds, Lions 1, Eagles 2, Rams 3, Falcons 4. You got the Vikings at 5, and the Packers play tonight are the 6 seeds. So
the Packers can clinch a playoff spot tonight by beating the Saints, which they will at home.
Right now, if the playoffs were today, the Commanders would be facing the Philadelphia Eagles.
In Philly, yep.
So we will see how it plays out. AFC picture, just to fill you in, KC, man, they just keep winning. They're 14-1. Like, everybody wants to question them. Everybody wants to say they're not as good as teams like the Bills or the Ravens, but they're 14-1.
They just know how to win. Great coach. Mahomes just makes plays. Their defense has been spectacular, especially at home. You're right. They just get it done.
Bills are
they're not you know, splashy. They're not beating teams, you know, 41-28.
Yeah.
They're just beating teams by one scores, but that's all they need.
Bills are the 2 seed right now at 12-3. They still could potentially get the 1 seed, but you need KC to lose both games, the Bills to win out. Steelers, who lose to the Ravens, still remain atop that division because mm-hmm. of tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
They're 10-5. Ravens are 10-5. They're the highest rated wild card in the AFC. Texans at 9-6, probably your worst division leader. Chargers 9-6, Broncos 9-6. So those are the 6 and 7 seeds. The teams that are still alive in the AFC: Colts, Dolphins, Bengals. It'd be interesting if the Bengals got in because they're hot. They score a lot of points. Joe Burrow had another 3 touchdown passes. I believe he's up to 39 on the season.
I mean, he's having an incredible year. Just think, if they were in the wild card hunt and they were probably going to make the playoffs, he would be in the MVP discussion.
No question about it.
With Allen and with Lamar.
So again, going back to the NFC, Commanders get that big win against the Eagles, and to me, the most impressive thing we've been talking about throughout the morning, and we'll weave in your calls here at 800-636-1067, is Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels gives you a chance in every game. 5 touchdown passes, overcomes the 5 turnovers. Now, he did have 2 interceptions, but just huge runs like that 4th-and-11 we've been talking about all morning. He runs for 81 yards. He gives you a chance. And the thing that we've kind of undersold today, and I get it because Jaden's going to be front and center, all the storylines we've talked about. If you just look big picture, I just went to the statistics, team statistics.
Uh-huh.
They have the number 10 defense in the league. They had the worst defense in the NFL last season. It wasn't even close. They had a horrific defense. And I know it's hard to tout them when they give up 33 points. But that defense, being in the top 10, that is huge. Think about the turnaround this team has had, mostly because of Jaden Daniels. But Joe Witt and the defense, number 10, that's pretty impressive.
Yep, and like you said, they were last in turnovers last year. I believe they were near the bottom, if not last, in point differential. I mean, they just sucked. They were just a bad football team, bad organization, and they're completely different. Mainly because of Daniels, but you got to give the coaching staff big props. And Adam Peters, because they put guys in place. They got a system. They worked the system. These guys were professionals. They've got veterans, especially on the defensive side, that can lead. And it's just a different team. It's a completely different team.
Falcons are interesting because that, of course, is their next opponent. Penix plays yesterday, and he played pretty well.
Yeah. He threw a pick, but that wasn't his fault.
Wasn't on him. Kyle Pitts dropped it.
Correct.
I mean, maybe it's not the best decision to throw it in there because the defender's right there, but it really shouldn't.
He bobbled the ball.
Yeah, you've said for years that should be a fumble.
Should be a fumble. But the Giants are dead. I mean, they've given up top to bottom, they've given up. There's going to be huge changes with the Giants. Two pick sixes. And the game means it's huge for the Falcons because they're trying to win that division. Whereas Tampa, with that loss yesterday, they've been swept by the Falcons, so they lose the tiebreaker, the head-to-head tiebreaker. So the Falcons, huge game against Washington. The Buccaneers, huge game this week. And then, of course, you mentioned the other teams that are trying to get the one seed and the home field advantage throughout, and the bye. So there's just massive games this weekend.
Big loss by the Buccaneers there against the Cowboys.
I didn't see any of this game.
So. I watched some of it. Baker has two touchdown passes, did have an interception. Cooper Rush, pretty good game manager. They didn't have any running game, the Cowboys.
Right.
We were talking about what the running backs did for Washington. When you take away Jaden Daniels, they averaged about 2 yards a carry. The running backs for the Dallas Cowboys averaged 1.6 yards per carry.
Mm.
20 carries for 31 yards. But CeeDee Lamb had a big game. They end up sealing the game on a fumble late in the game
by White.
Yeah, by Rashad White.
Well, the interception that Mayfield threw, it looked like the receiver had it, and then I don't know what DB it was for the Cowboys, but he kind of just took it away in the end zone. So that easily could have been another touchdown for the Bucs. So that was pretty big. 26-24, losing at Dallas. Even though Dallas is not playing for anything, they were officially eliminated. But playing in Dallas won't be easy for Washington if Washington has to win that game.
Look, in all likelihood, the Commanders are going to go in as a wild card team and play the Philadelphia Eagles. It'd take a miracle to win the division, right?
Yep.
Pointed out the Eagles games.
They play the Giants. I mean,
so
Giants have given up.
We want to shift the conversation to a playoff game. Watching yesterday's game, did that change your perspective on what Washington could do? Should they play a team like Philadelphia? They might play somebody else, but you just saw them finally knock off one of the big boys, right? The knock against Washington, even at 9-5, was, well, who have they beaten? They haven't beaten anybody.
Right.
Well, now you just played the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, one might counter that argument by saying, well, Jalen Hurts didn't play most of the game.
Right.
That's true. But Washington still put up 36 points against the Eagles defense, which currently ranked number one in the league in terms of yardage.
Yeah.
That's a defense, I've said it five times already today, I'll keep saying it, that held the Baltimore Ravens to 13 points.
Yeah.
They scored 19 points, right?
Oh, it was 19? My bad. I keep saying 13.
Yeah, well, I know.
Either way, I you should have corrected me the first time. They held the Ravens down, the most explosive offense in the league.
Well, it was not a good day for the Eagles defense, and Jaden had a lot to do with that, especially running the ball. I mean, to allow that 4th-and-11 was big, but the secondary was getting beat a lot, especially down the sidelines and certainly in the end zones, in the red zone, excuse me. I don't know how I would feel about Washington. We kind of have to wait and see what Hurts' injury is all about, because I don't expect him to be out multiple weeks, but if he is, that completely changes what the Eagles are, right? Even if they're playing at home. But the Eagles do get the Cowboys and they get the Giants at home, so I think the Eagles most definitely are going to win the division. So if Washington has to play in Philly, it's going to be a much taller task. Again, remember, Washington, even though they put up a bunch of points, they still turned the ball over five times, man. Teams should not win games like that.
Yeah, it's a little fluky. I mean, Brian Robinson, he's not going to fumble it twice.
He's not.
On a regular basis.
But he did. So that's what I'm saying. So Philly should have taken advantage of that, and they couldn't in the second half. They were kicking field goals and allowing touchdowns. That's the reason they lost. So Nick Sirianni, they got to clean that thing up in Philly quickly, because you can't force five turnovers and then not score touchdowns, especially with the field position they had.
Here's the thing. Packers play the Saints tonight. They certainly could lose, but you wouldn't expect them to lose.
Saints are playing a bunch of backups.
All right. So the Packers at the sixth seed after this week, I think they would still be the sixth seed, but they close out with the Lions, right?
The Packers? Possibly, yeah. Let me see. Let me see what their schedule is. They do, yes.
So they close out with the Lions. So if Washington were to win out, they could leapfrog the Packers and beat.
No. I'm sorry. They close out with the Vikings and Bears.
Okay.
So they play the Vikings in Minnesota and they close out with the Bears. Not the Lions. The Lions close out with the Vikings in Week 18, which could be for the division.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Washington would, right now as the 7 seed, would face the Eagles.
Right now.
But if the Packers slide back, then you have a different opponent. And then all of a sudden, you really start thinking that's a favorable matchup because... I mean, I'm not saying it's a gimme against the Rams, but it's a lot different than playing the Eagles, and you just beat the Eagles.
Yeah, let's see how it plays out. I mean, like I said, there's still a few teams that have huge games with playoff implications and seeding implications. So let's just see how it plays out. I mean, Washington playing Atlanta. Atlanta obviously needs that game. And then Washington would close out in Dallas. And maybe it doesn't mean anything. Maybe they could rest some guys because they've just locked themselves into the 7 seed. But how do you feel about if they had to play Philly? All right, let's just say Hurts is back, and they had to play Philly on the road in the playoffs. How do you feel about that matchup now that you've seen them twice? You know, you're obviously always familiar with a division opponent, and you just beat them, and you put up a bunch of points. You probably feel a little bit better. I'm not saying you feel great because you turned the ball over five times and a lot of fluky things happen in the game, but you certainly feel better.
No question about it. 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on it. Did yesterday's game change your perspective on the playoffs? Let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.